We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I trust you had a good day, good weekend, and we've got a lot going on here. So I want to start in California, where they are just under siege. This is simply unbelievable what's been happening in and around the San Francisco area and also Los Angeles, but specifically the Bay Area, which has really become some sort of a dystopian society. And yesterday, Nordstrom shut down their main location, their flagship store, in downtown. Nordstrom had been in operation there for more than 30 years, and the store is gone now. And it's one of dozens of high-end retailers who have just shut down. They said, that's it. We can't handle the crime. We can't handle all of the filth, all of the disgust, the drug addicts. It's a shame what the Democrats have allowed San Francisco to become. So yesterday in Emeryville, California, there's a very large outdoor mall. And one of the big things, one of the reasons why a lot of these developments have gone to outdoor malls instead of indoor malls is that the thugs and the thuglings and the thuggettes, they really don't like to hang out outside. They would rather be in an enclosed mall. So there was a movement afoot to build all of these outdoor malls. Well, in California, everything is outdoors, and it really didn't make much of a difference. Yesterday, more than 300 thuglings. And by the way, for new listeners to the Todd Starnes radio program, that's what we call the underage thugs. We call them thuglings. And more than 300 thuglings rioted at an outdoor mall, the Bay Street Mall. There was gunfire. There were stabbings. It was insane. We've got a little bit of the audio to share with you. Cut number 8.
Nice. I don't like this. And theater's on top of the stairs, so when you look down, it's just like mobs of people just running and running. And when we ask people like what's happening, they're like, people are going around pepper spraying people. There's people like throwing chairs. And it was just very hectic. Yeah. And the only way we could get out, because obviously we're upstairs, like we can't go downstairs because we just put ourselves into that. So we went through the parking lot, and then once we left the parking lot, we heard a gunshot. It was pretty loud.
Wow. And you knew it was a gunshot at that point.
At that point, it's like, it was honestly, we were expecting it.
All right. So hundreds of officers responded to the scene. They had to evacuate the mall, but there was really nowhere for anyone to go. It was unbelievable. It looked like something you would see in Mogadishu or Memphis, not in San Francisco. Just unbelievable. So all of this is happening as the city's mayor, London Breed, who is a Democrat, has now done an about-face. And they've been trying to clear off the sidewalks because the sidewalks are filled with homeless people and drug addicts. It's awful. The filth is unimaginable. I had some friends who just got back from the Bay Area. It was their lifelong dream. This couple to go there and to experience the beauty that was once San Francisco. And they said, Todd, it's a hellhole and you can't even breathe. It smells like people are dropping their pants and just taking a dump wherever they can on the sidewalks. And you can't fully appreciate it or understand it until you see it up close and personal. And it was bad. I was there, a couple of years ago, and it was getting bad. But they say it is a dystopian society. And so now it's so bad that the Democrats who run San Francisco are saying, we've got to do something about the homeless. But now the courts are stepping in. And by the way, these left-wing activist judges are coming in now, and they're saying, no, you don't have a right, a constitutional right, to move all of these homeless people off of the sidewalks. And now no one knows what to do. They're exasperated. And I share this with you because Gavin Newsom is the governor of California, used to be the mayor of San Francisco. And he helped get the city of San Francisco to the place where it is today. This man wants to be the next president of these great United States. And we can't let him anywhere near 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That guy has no business being elected a dog catcher. But the Democrats are in a pickle now, and it's not just in San Francisco. It's happening in Los Angeles and Chicago. It's happening in places like New York City, where, by the way, it is so bad in Times Square. Have any of you taken the family vacation to Times Square? Now, back when I was at Fox, I left in 2019, it was sort of like Disney. And I remember the locals were just enraged because the locals remembered it back like the way it was in the 1960s and 70s when Times Square was like Deathville. No one would go to Times Square. It was filthy. You had the drug addicts and the homeless. You had people getting shot and killed. You had a lot of the strip joints, the little nudie bars. It was not a family-friendly place. Well, in comes Rudy Giuliani on the white horse. And no, I'm not being racist, Dylan. It's a white horse, is metaphorically speaking. So he comes riding in on the horse, and he starts cleaning up all of the filth and disgust. And then Times Square is revolutionized. It is transformed into this multi-billion dollar area of New York City where people from all over the place, Waterloo, Iowa, will travel to New York City so they can go see a Broadway show and eat a pastrami on rye at Junior's. That's what you do. From the pages this weekend of the New York Post, the headline, Times Square, back to the bad old days. Quote, it's a blank hole. They're very just direct with the headlines in New York City. You're not in Disney anymore, by the way, this piece written by Georgia Wuerl. You're not in Disney anymore. Times Square is looking like its bad old self with vagrants, boozy migrants, junkies, and scufflaws. Don't hear that word very often. Making the crossroads of the world look more like the third world, infuriating those who played an important role in its cleanup. Over on three separate days over the past week, the Post saw junkies brazenly smoking crack pipes on West 43rd Street. I mean, this is right in the middle of Times Square. People are lighting up crack pipes. Drug dealers are literally peddling their wares within eyeshot of the cops. Hobos conked out on wherever they can find a spot. And scores of aimless migrants loitering the day away. William Branton, the former NYPD commissioner, helped Rudy Giuliani clean up the area in the 1990s. Quote, a lot of people are worried about Times Square collapsing. And unless they start getting it together for a rebuild, it might actually collapse. And the images coming out of Times Square, I actually was up there a few weeks ago anchoring for Newsmax. And I was stunned, just stunned. The whole city has a weird, eerie sort of a vibe these days. Nobody feels safe, even in the nice parts of New York City. Nobody feels safe. One of the reasons why, according to the former NYPD commissioner, a number of district attorneys do not want to deal with the so-called broken windows, right? So these are the nuisance crimes. And when you don't take care of the nuisance crimes, guess what happens? Well, the crimes get worse and worse and worse. And we are seeing this play out all over the place. You know, over the weekend in Memphis, this is a fascinating story. In Memphis, over the weekend, They had 15 people shot, 4 people killed, various shootings around the city. It's brutal, just horrifying. So they set up this perimeter because they've got all the thugs and the thuggettes and a lot of thuglings, and they're all out there, and they're in their cars, and they're doing the donuts, and they're drag racing and doing spin-outs in broad daylight. So they set up this perimeter around, it's sort of like the green zone in Baghdad in Iraq, and so they have just hundreds of officers in downtown, and they're securing the entertainment district. Well, look, the thuglings are not stupid. They're criminals, but they're not stupid. So what did they do? Well, they just went and took their street races someplace else. And now they're doing it in the suburban parts of the city. There was a shooting, a mass shooting in downtown Memphis over the weekend. And you know where the shooting took place? Right outside the green zone, because nobody's patrolling that. And again, here in Memphis, we have a soft on crime district attorney. By the way, we've got had a big mayor's debate. We're electing a new mayor in Memphis. One of the guys is a black transgender dude. So he's a dude who thinks he's a woman. And this guy got up in the mayor's debate and said, the biggest problem we've got, one of the biggest problems, is the carjackings. So he's proposing that we limit the number of people who are driving cars. And that way there will be fewer carjackings. This guy, who also pledges allegiance to Black Lives Matter, wants reparations. So he also wants to tax the descendants of slaveholders. So if your great-great-great aunt, Fannie Lou, owned slaves back in the day, then you, modern day you, would be responsible for paying some sort of a fine or a penalty if this guy, Brandon Price is his name, if he gets elected to the mayor's office. So folks, there is chaos everywhere. Chaos is everywhere in America. And this is part of the Democrat strategy, because they believe out of the chaos can rise up this socialist nation. Well, folks, I'm telling you, we better pay attention. And the only person right now that I see who can actually stop all of this is Donald John Trump. That's the only one I see. All right, we've got to take a break here. We're opening up the phone lines. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, hear me on this. This is not just happenstance. This is not just coincidental. All of this crime nationwide impacting our big cities is intentional. And hear me on this. Soon, very soon, it's going to be coming to your smaller cities and your towns. You mark my words. We'll be right back, America. I'm on a major weight loss campaign, and thanks to my friends at Calitrin, I'm already starting to see results. Here's Elizabeth from Calitrin.
Hey, that's right. You know, Calitrin is proven for not just weight loss, but also side benefits, because this is a weight loss product that's different than everything else that's out there that you probably ever tried, because it's good for you. So you sleep better with it. You have less joint pain. You have more energy. And I'm not talking about the energy that crashes at the end of the day. This is just good old-fashioned, your body burning off the fats and sugars more efficiently, because you're giving your body back what it needs with Calitrin. It's not going to be a quick fix for weight loss, but it is proven. Our 90-day supply has a huge 86% success rate. So give it time to work. You're going to look better and feel better with this product. Our website is toploss.com. You can click on the science tab up at the top, see exactly how it works for weight loss. But if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And use that promo code Todd. All right, good to have you back with us, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stern Show. Now, let's go to North Carolina. Dan, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, got to agree with you. I believe this craziness going on is intentional, maybe even orchestrated by the leftists, to drive people to stay home. You know, they want everybody to stay home. They want to, I believe, make these city is just a disaster, so the elites can come in and buy up the real estate, start over part of their wealth transfer. You know, buy online. We only have a few select huge distributors to buy from online, so let's scare people from going in the store and drive their business to us. just some thoughts.
Dan, I'm curious, Statesville, are you guys seeing any sort of a rise in violence? I know you guys are pretty near Charlotte.
Correct. I haven't seen it around Statesville. I'm a little bit between Statesville and Charlotte. Charlotte has their issues, but I can't say firsthand if it's gotten any worse here.
Okay, well, that's good. But I'm telling you that at least here in the Memphis area, we have seen a rise in crime in the suburbs, and the suburbs are taking some pretty fierce action. So they're not going to tolerate the lawlessness that that Memphis city leaders are allowing. God help the good people of San Francisco if there are any left, because I don't think that city can be saved. It's really that far gone.
Yeah, it's a mess. Iredell County here has a fantastic sheriff and system, and they're playing tough. Charlotte, the Mecklenburg County is different. But our county, they're still playing tough and not letting get away with it.
Good for them.
Supportive of that.
You see, I kind of suspected that was the case. You guys have a beautiful town, beautiful community, and you got to keep it that way.
Absolutely.
All right, Dan, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening to WSIC. Great folks over there. By the way, did you see this video? We've got it up on our website. So there were a bunch of these tree huggers, and they're in Nevada. They were trying to block the road into Burning Man on Sunday, and it was a several mile backup. And the Nevada Rangers showed up, and I loved it. They had literally barricaded the entire road. So the Nevada Rangers show up, and you know what the guy did? He just plowed right through. Got on the big speaker, says, "You better get out of the way because we're about to plow through." And that's exactly what they did. And the people started screaming, "How dare you? We're peaceful protesters. We love trees and azalea bushes." But the cops weren't having anything to do with it. As a matter of fact, they jumped out of that after they crashed through the barricade so that traffic could no longer be impeded. The Rangers get out of their vehicles, and they've got the guns drawn, and they're telling them to get down on the ground. One of them refused to get down, so the Ranger was very kind and helped this woman. I'm assuming it's a woman. Pronouns unclear. Anyway, video shows about a half a dozen of the protesters. They're from a group called Seven Circles, and they blocked the road using a trailer. They had signs that said "Abolish Capitalism" and "General Strike for Climate." So good for you, Nevada Rangers. Well done. That's the way you do it, by the way. When these little tree huggers, they block the roads, you get out and you just move them. And that's exactly what the authorities did. They're doing that across Europe, by the way. The Italians especially. They're not having anything. You block their road, they're out of the vehicle, and they're dragging your butt over to the side of the road. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Hunter is on the line. Hi, Hunter. What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling about, I've been seeing on the internet last couple of days about Biden wanting to push for what Canada has, that two or more beers a week and you're considered an alcoholic. Now,
yes.
It doesn't affect me. I don't drink that much, so it doesn't affect me. But the one thing it does affect is if you're considered an alcoholic, guess what you can't do? Own a gun.
Well, there, yes, Hunter. President Biden has an alcohol czar. His name is George Kube, and he is the director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. And they say they're looking at this ban on beer. So you would not be allowed to have more than two beers a week if this policy goes into effect. Currently, American guidelines recommend men limit themselves to two drinks per day, and women should only have one drink. I'm curious, Hunter, do you think folks in your circle of influence, would they actually go for something like this? We got about 10 seconds.
Most of the people that I associate with don't really drink that much, so they probably would go, well, it doesn't really affect me, but
Hunter,
in the long run, it might.
Hunter, we got a lot of Baptists here, so let me put it in Baptistese for you. What would you do if Biden said, nope, you're only allowed to have one fried chicken leg a week? What would you do? I think there would be a civil war. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. Oh, this is disgusting. So apparently, well, that's disgusting too. My apologies. Dealing with a little illness today. President Biden greeting the children. The children are going back to school in Washington, D.C. And the president and the first lady, Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden, are standing at the base of a stairwell, and they're extending their arms to greet the children. Now, so far, Biden has behaved himself. He hasn't stiffed any of the children. And these are older kids, so I don't know, that might be out of his demographic, if you will. But he's coughing into his hand, and then he's shaking hands with the children. No, I'm not making this up. We will post a video of over on the Twitter feed. It's just disgusting. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Well, remember, wasn't Ron DeSantis does that too, right? He wiped the snot on the guy's ball cap. That was terrible. I don't know what it is with these candidates and their hygiene, but they got to get it together. So a couple of interesting things about Trump here. There's a brand new Emerson poll out, Emerson College poll. And this happened after the debate. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. The poll shows Donald Trump dropping. So he dropped from 56% to 50%. Ron DeSantis gained some ground. Ron DeSantis now at 12%. So he went up 2 points. Mike Pence went from 3% to 7%, as did Nikki Haley. So I'm curious to hear from you on this one question. Are you concerned, and should Donald Trump debate? Because I suspect we could, and again, it's one poll, so we'll see how things go after the next debate. But if President Trump has decided no debates for me, I do wonder if we're going to see a softening of the president's numbers. He still has a massive landslide lead, no doubt about that. But he's got to keep that lead. Because historically, and we have seen this in other races, we have seen that the candidates have had a very large lead, and then it just whittles away. And we don't want that to happen here with President Trump. So do you believe the president at some point needs to jump into these debates? It's interesting, though. Vivek Ramaswamy, who, by the way, a lot of people think he won that debate, not the political pundits, but the actual we the people types, a lot of people believe Ramaswamy won the debate, but his poll numbers went down from 10% to 9%. What do you make of that? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Should Donald Trump at some point jump into the race? Now, this news just coming out a few moments ago. It looks like the judge in the Washington, D.C. Trump case, Judge Shaka Khan, has made an announcement. And Judge Shaka Khan now says that Donald Trump's federal trial will start on March the 4th. MSDNC also reporting that the prosecutor had asked for a trial to begin as soon as possible because of Trump's social media post talking about witnesses and evidence. This is according to the Washington Post. Now, MSDNC reporter Ken Dillian says that the judge agreed wholly with the prosecution. Well, of course, the fix is in. Judge Shankar Khan says the ruling said in the ruling that the case will begin on March 4th, which, by the way, I know this is a shock for a lot of you. It is the day before Super Tuesday. Do you think that's just a coincidence? Come on. Come on. They're not even trying. They know exactly what they are doing here. It is despicable. And I'm telling you, Congress, they ought to be all over these judges. They ought to be all over these prosecutors. You state lawmakers down in Georgia, you ought to be hauling Big Fannie Willis up to the state capitol for hearings. That woman needs to be removed from her position. Based on the evidence we already have that this woman, Big Fannie, was already out there telling people that she was going to get Donald Trump. So why in the world was she allowed to lead the grand jury investigation? We need to get to the we need to get to the bottom of that. That's what we need to do. And what about Judge Shankar Khan? What about her? We need to investigate everybody. But here you have Republicans in the House of Representatives, and I know Kevin McCarthy was out there on the Sunday shows, and he was talking the talk. But may I just say that so far, Kevin McCarthy has done diddly squat. He hasn't done a single thing. Nothing at all. President Trump over the weekend said he's tired of it. Enough is enough. The president issued a very stern warning. He's calling on the Democrats to start going after Joe Biden. Impeach the bum. That's what the president said. You don't need a long inquiry. Well, let me go back and read this for you. This is what he wrote on his Truth Social account. The Republicans in Congress, though well-meaning, keep talking about an impeachment inquiry on crooked Joe Biden. Look, the guy got bribed. He paid people off, and he wouldn't give $1 billion to Ukraine unless they got rid of the prosecutor. Biden is a stone-cold crook. You don't need a long inquiry to prove it. It's already proven. These lowlifes impeached me twice. I won. They indicted me four times for nothing. Either impeach the bum or fade into oblivion. They did it to us. And he's absolutely right here. But Kevin McCarthy is not willing to go down that path. He will talk a great talk on Maria Bartiromo's show. But when push comes to shove, he never does anything. And the reason why is very simple. Kevin McCarthy is looking out for his own buttocks, his derriere. That's what he's doing here. He doesn't care about Donald Trump. He doesn't care about the Make America Great Again movement. He cares about making sure that he maintains his position as Speaker of the House. Well, I have some news for Kevin McCarthy. If election time comes around and Joe Biden has not been impeached, I'm not too sure there's going to be enough Republicans reelected to Congress. Because we, the people, have had enough. We just had enough. We have. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Do you believe that at some point Trump needs to jump into these debates? If nothing else, I would just love for him to pop into the one at the Reagan Presidential Library where he can just clear the field and show everybody who these people really are. I don't even think they're the B team. I think they're freshmen. That's what I think they are, the freshman team, not even JV. All right, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
All right, let's go to the phones. Troy, listen up. You know, a lot of people listening to us on WSIC today. We're always glad to hear from you great folks. Troy, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, it's like every time they want to put the hand.
Oh, I think we've got a bad phone connection with Troy. Let's put Troy on hold and see if we can't work that out. And Troy, we'll try to get back to you. I want to play some audio. This is from a vigil last night. And this horrible story out of Jacksonville, where you had some white domestic terrorist. The guy hated black people, and he showed up at the Family Dollar store, opened fire, killed three people, and said in no uncertain terms that he wanted to kill blacks. That's an evil man right there, 21 years old. And anyway, what I find fascinating is almost immediately, we knew about this guy's manifesto, right? The sheriff came right out and read some portions of it, some pretty vulgar things, and we knew everything there is to know about this guy. You know, we still don't know anything about the manifesto from the transgender terrorist who shot up the Christian school in Nashville. Anybody find that odd? Or maybe is it possible that whatever was in that manifesto does not fit the narrative that they are trying to shove down our throats? Folks, what happened in Jacksonville is unacceptable. It is absolutely horrifying. It is horrific. It is sickening. And the coward killed himself. Otherwise, we would be looking forward to the day that he was executed for this vile crime that he committed. No doubt about it. And the Democrats are using this to advance this narrative that there is a race problem in America. Now, what I find interesting is the video we played some audio from it just a few moments ago from the mall, the riot. There's video of what looks to be about 50 people brutally beating and attacking a white kid. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, there were a lot of blacks attacking white people, and the videos are posted on social media. I'm not going to share them. You can look for them yourself, but they're there. I don't hear anybody talking about those videos. I don't hear anybody talking about the black thugs out there who are attacking Asian Americans. I just don't hear that. I don't see the professional race hustlers like Al Sharpton and his ilk. I don't see them out there marching in the streets condemning this. And why is that? Because those white lives and those Asian lives, they don't matter. They do not matter to Hollywood. They don't matter to the media. They don't matter. They don't matter to anybody. And that's why. And it doesn't fit their narrative. You see, the left only succeeds in their devious schemes if we are at each other's throats and they know that the Achilles heel of America is race. They know that they know it, and they do it all the time. And I appreciate, and we're going to, in the next hour, I want to play this back and forth with Vivek Ramaswamy. And I appreciate what Vivek said on CNN, because he was right comparing these race agitators to the KKK. So here's poor Ron DeSantis down there, and he's trying to have a prayer vigil. And I don't know who this lady is that steps in, but I like this lady. Cut number five.
We are not going to allow these institutions to be targeted by people. We.
Okay, listen, y'all. Let me tell you, we finna put parties aside, cause it ain't about parties today. A bullet don't know a party, so don't get me started.
That's it, and that's right. She's absolutely right. I don't know who this lady is, but I have not heard that much common sense being spoken from a microphone at a political event in a very long time. But she's right. We just cannot allow these people to divide this country. We can't do it. Now, here is a guy by the name of Justin Jones. He's a state representative from Tennessee. You see him all the time now. He's become the official spokesman of these radical progressive leftists from the BLM world. And he's the Tennessee 3 guy. Anything that happens to him, it's racism. Oh, you horrible person, racism. Well, this guy has a criminal record. He has been charged with assaulting fellow lawmakers. He's a very bad person, but he's elected state representative. Cut number one.
We've spent the whole week here in special session, and I've heard my Republican colleagues tell us that there's no issue of gun violence and just making excuses. And to be honest, Jim, I'm frustrated. I'm emotional right now because this America should be tired of this. This is madness, and we don't have to live this way. And to see three precious black lives taken in a state where you have an asinine governor attacking black people, attacking black history, and then you have people making excuses saying it's not a gun issue when he had an AR-15. I mean, other nations have hate, but we're the only nation that keeps having mass shootings because of policy decisions. And we don't have to live this way. We don't have to live this way anymore. Whether it's a school in Nashville, a private school, or whether it's a Dollar General in Jacksonville, Florida, this terrorism that we're living under is a policy choice being made to appease extremists, gun extremists in the gun lobby. And we need to call it out for what it is. And we need to change this nation so that we can live free of this anxiety and terror and trauma.
I want to know why he's not speaking out when black people are out there killing and brutally beating whites. Why is this man silent? It's happened so many times. So why is this man silent? Because it doesn't fit his narrative. That is evil right there. When you're out there openly trying to divide the people among races, that is evil. We are one of the few talk radio shows in America willing to talk about this, because it is such a hot-button issue. But I believe it is one of the most important issues. We've got to talk about these kinds of things. And we've got to call out the hypocrisy. We can all agree that what happened in Jacksonville, Florida, was evil. It was racist. It was racism. Here's Governor DeSantis delivering what I thought was a pretty darn good response to this shooting. Cut number two.
Able to speak with Sheriff T.K. Waters in Jacksonville about the horrific shooting that took place. This shooting, based on the manifesto that they've discovered from the scumbag that did this, was racially motivated. He was targeting people based on their race. That is totally unacceptable. This guy killed himself rather than face the music and accept responsibility for his actions. And so he took the coward's way out. But we condemn what happened in the strongest possible terms. We've offered support for Sheriff Waters and the city of Jacksonville, and we send our condolences to the victims and their families who were the victims of a very cowardly act.
All right, good for you, Governor. That is the right response. And by the way, the guns aren't killing people. It's the folks pulling the trigger. They're the ones that are killing people. By the way, there had been a report that the manager of the Dollar General store, and we don't know if the manager was there or not, but actually did carry a weapon. So we don't know if that individual was there. But it was a horrible tragedy that happened, and we've got to be able to talk about this without labeling all white people or Governor Ron DeSantis as some sort of an evil racist. I mean, that's just ludicrous. Especially, by the way, you know, they want to talk about the KKK. Well, maybe they ought to have that conversation with Joe Biden, because he used to eat lunch with those guys back in the day. Joe Biden, how many times did he talk about having lunch and sharing a meal with segregationists? Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be able to eat a meal across from a member of the KKK. But Joe Biden, hey, got no problem with it. And he's told us that over and over and over again. So if Justin Jones and Ayanna Pressley and all these others, they want to have that conversation, they just need to make an appointment at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm sure Joe Biden would be more than happy to take their calls. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Rakuten helps you be a smarter shopper and save money on just about everything you buy. We all have things we need to buy, whether it's home essentials or a self-care treat just for you. With Rakuten, you get cash back on clothes, groceries, travel, and much, much more. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other deals like store sales and credit card points. In case you're wondering, the stores on Rakuten are the ones you know and love, and lots of cool ones waiting to be discovered like Overstock, Chewy, Dyson, Ulta Beauty, H&M, Asics, Moose Jaw. I could go on and on, so many more. When it comes to savvy shopping and saving money, Rakuten is a no-brainer. It's free and easy to join. Just go to Rakuten.com now or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. By the way, Tony Perkins, the president of the Family Research Council, he's going to be here a little bit later on. Also, our good buddy Jeff Stein. You hear him filling in for me from KXEL in Waterloo. So Stein hosted all of the candidates for a big shindig over the weekend in Waterloo, and I saw his picture all over the place, and some video, did a great job, and so we're going to talk to Jeff Stein about their big caucus cookout, and also see how things are going there in Iowa. So a lot happening this hour of the show. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in. Our number is 844-747-8868. Again, that number again, 844-747-8868, and we'll be taking your calls this hour of the program. All right, a couple of interesting culture war stories. This is bizarre. So you know they're getting ready to mask everybody back up again. And my question to you is very simple. Will you mask up? If the government says you've got to mask up again, if the government says you've got to get another clot shot, will you get the clot shot? Will you mask up? 844-747-8868. So there is a stunning development in a lawsuit involving Calvary Chapel, which is a huge megachurch in San Jose, California, and Santa Clara County, California. The church is facing more than $1.2 million in fines. The county says they violated China virus restrictions. So the pastor, a guy by the name of Mike McClure, he's a good guy. And these are not people that are, you know, wackadoodles. These are good and decent, regular old evangelical Christian people. They're very good folk. And he discovered, I guess, as they were preparing for this lawsuit, that the county had been secretly spying on church members. Now, they set up some sort of a tracking device around the perimeter of the church, and the church had no idea this was going on. I mean, there are so many laws that have been broken here. But they were actually able to track the church members on church property by using the cell phones. So let's just say, and we're honored to have Ben Dieter with us today, manning the phones. Ben Dieter, the award-winning journalist. Did we give you a demotion, Dieter? Is that what we did?
No. I've actually only had benefits ever since the award came in.
Oh, good. All right. So,
and if your listeners here, we have a whole construction crew downstairs building our cases because we keep on winning and racking up awards.
That is true. But let's practice some humility, Mr. Dieter.
My apologies.
Let's be humble. So let's say, Ben Dieter, you're a member of Calvary Chapel Church, and I know you're on this big, brand-new diet kick where you're eating meat, right?
Red meat specifically.
So you've gone from, we're taking a bit of a turn here, so bear with me. I'll bring us right back into this. So you used to be a vegan.
Correct.
A non-meat eater.
It was a religion, basically.
And I still hired you? How did that happen? I normally only hire meat eaters.
Well, I didn't have that on my resume that I was a vegan. I just said that I was like an award-winning journalism student, and you took the bait.
I did. All right. Well, anyway, you did a fine job, but I noticed that you were tired all the time, and I didn't know why, but it was because you weren't eating meat. So now you're eating meat. This is a new diet you're on?
It's called the carnivore diet. Exclusively meat. You do not eat anything other than red meat. Forget vegetables. Forget fruit. Forget carbs. You're basically like, think of a tiger in the jungle. Ooh. You want nothing else other than venison, carcasses, John the Baptist. I don't know.
So this is a real honest to goodness diet called the carnivore diet.
It's trending. It's huge. I'm shocked, Todd, you're not on it.
So what does it do? Does it help you gain weight or lose weight?
Well, they say we're designed to eat red meat because of all of the supplements that you can't get in any other things. Like iron, for example, they have all different sorts of specific to red meat nutrients that, yes, you might try to get with a vitamin pill, but you're not going to get it accurately and perfectly until you are, you know, chowing down on a rib or something.
See, our Lord was a meat eater, and he liked his steak well done. I mean, that's what he said, well done, my good and faithful servant. So that's how Jesus took his meat. So you're saying...
Is that right? Wow.
It's true. It's in the, yes, in King James, New King James Version. So you're eating this meat. How do you feel? You've been eating red meat for, what, a couple of weeks now?
Yes, honestly, where most people are having granola oatmeal in the morning, your managing editor of your website brought me in hamburgers. I ate them cold. They were half raw in the center. At this point, I'm an animal. Oh, I'm eating animals all the time. All right. I feel great, by the way.
So back to the church. Folks, have you ever heard of such a diet? This is beyond me because I've been told to eat lettuce. So I think I like your diet much better than the one I'm on. Which, by the way, I do love Calitrin, but I'm eating lettuce.
We've got different doctors, Todd.
Clearly. 844-747-8868. So, Dieter, you're on the diet. You're at Calvary Chapel Church in San Jose. And Dieter says, this is like midway through the worship, you know, set. And Dieter says, oh, geez-a-loo, I got to go to the bathroom. So Dieter gets up, and he goes to the bathroom because he's on a carnivore diet, and all of a sudden, there's a knock on the stall, and Dieter opens the stall, and there are a couple of FBI agents there staring at him. And Dieter was like, how did you know I was here? Well, they knew because they were tracking Dieter. They were literally tracking church members as they went to Sunday school classes and the bathroom.
That's appalling. But honestly, if they're going to come to my front door, I'd rather be at the front door of a bathroom stall than my home. You know?
Well, fair enough.
You get what you ask for.
So the lawsuit says that the county failed to obtain a warrant when they decided to geofence church members. They call it geofencing. This is what they normally do when they're trying to track down some sort of a cartel or some sort of a criminal gang. But instead, they're using geofencing on the freaking church.
Is this like the modern twist of persecution of the saints? Like geo-tracking instead of like... this is insane, Todd.
You know, people are now getting the chip, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I remember that when we would have revival services and the preacher would delve into the book of Revelation and said, we're all going to have a chip and we're not going to be able to go to the grocery store and buy our food because we've got a chip. If we don't have the chip, and now they're starting to insert chips into people's fingers, hands. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Did you not read the Bible?
We're in the pre-tribulation, Todd.
The Antichrist, for crying out loud. Anyway, back to the story. So the pastor here, a guy by the name of McClure, says, hey, look, this is not right. We're not just standing up for the rights of our church, but we're standing up for the rights of religious people across the nation. I mean, we don't think that the government ought to be geofencing anybody. And the attorney in the case says this is something that you would think they would do in China, in communist China, and not communist California. I've never heard anything like this. This is just beyond the realm of understanding here, folks. This is not just un-American. This is like right from the pages of 1984. This is so Orwellian. But this is what your government is up to, folks. And I'm telling you, they're about to shut us down again. And this is all leading up to the primaries, leading up to the election. They want to shove people back inside their homes. They want to scare you into not going and voting. They're moving Donald Trump's election to start right, or his trial to start right before Super Tuesday. Folks, they are as clear as they can possibly be in explaining what is happening in this country. And they don't care. They do not care. Because they know the Republicans, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do a single thing. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Tracy in Memphis wants to weigh in on the FBI. Tracy, what you got for us?
I was just listening, but I had to call in after I heard this story. I have to fact check you two sometimes. So is it true that they were following Ben? And when did this happen?
Oh, no, no, no. I was using Ben as like a visual aid.
Okay.
But I mean, the FBI may be following Ben, but not. I have no official knowledge of that. Yeah.
Okay, I thought they actually literally came to.
Hold on a second. Hey, Dieter, have you seen any like shadowy figures outside of your apartment, your home,
other than Memphis thugs? No.
Okay. All right. Good stuff.
Look here. I'm sorry, I'm kind of slow today. Then it's Monday, okay? But the diet that he's on, it sounds good. But I trust it about as much as I do that vaccine. I didn't take the vaccine, so
I'd be worried about gout. That would be my only issue: is the gout.
Nothing against Ben or anything, and he loves it, and I like red meat. But I've heard not to eat red meat. But he's saying, if I'm correct. Is that what
you say? Wait, Nazis? Did you say Nazis?
No. No, I said not that I'm.
Oh, you see, Tracy, it's Monday. I just thought you said Nazis eat red meat, and I'm like, oh, geez, Lou, I'm gonna have to switch to chicken.
Y'all are so funny. Y'all are funny. Y'all are too funny. Y'all had me cracking up this morning too.
All right. Well, Tracy, we appreciate you calling in. I'm glad we could clarify all of this for you. But as far as we know, the FBI is not tracking Ben Dieter. So that's good news. All right. Let's go to Ronald in North Carolina, wants to weigh in on this clot shot. So, Ronald, the word is, and Biden's already alerting us, hey, he's telling all Americans you got to get the new clot shot. What say you?
I'm not going to get a shot. I'm not going to wear a mask unless I'm going into a place and they require it. We didn't have complete lockdowns like other states did. And the governor has just had his wings clipped by our state legislature. In other words, the state executive, anyway, 10 state offices, they have got to vote before the governor can put a quarantine over after a certain period of time.
Well, Ronald, I can tell you is I really appreciate your state legislature run by Republicans, controlled by Republicans, and they're doing what they promised, and we're going to need more Republicans to do that.
Well, I'd like to say this. During our last election, every Republican
that was on the ticket was elected in our county.
Well, Ronald, good for you, and that's good for the voters there in your county, folks. We've got to follow the lead of North Carolina. We've got to. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you. Life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
All right, some breaking news out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where shots have been fired. There is an active shooter on campus, and we're not getting a lot of information. But according to the university, they're telling people to shelter in place. The shot somewhere around the science center, the genome center. No word on how many shots were fired or if there were any injuries at all. We're getting some conflicting information about whether or not the shooter is in custody. But again, the information we have is that there was some sort of an active shooter situation there at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. The university is locked down. Any of our North Carolina listeners, if you have information, let us know. Give us a call if you have a loved one, if you have a son or a daughter, maybe a grandchild on the campus. The information we're getting is that this happened near the Genome Science Building. So, folks, just be safe. Go inside. Do what the authorities tell you to do. But the university now on a lockdown. We'll keep you updated on this story. I know a lot of North Carolina listeners are very anxious right now as we're just getting this word in from UNC. All right, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. So there's a good chance that when you were a kid, if you were sick and you stayed home from school, and this, I'm not sure if kids today still do this, but back in the 70s and the 80s, when we were sick at home, mom would bring us, we would be able to eat our meal, our little meal on the TV trays in front of the TV, and we would have a bowl of the chicken noodle soup, Campbell's, and we would have some saltine crackers and a ginger ale and maybe some Jell-O because we're sick. And mom would turn on the TV, and right before her programs, as she called them her programs, that was soap operas back in the day, fellas, we would have The Price is Right. And we have some very sad news. Over the weekend, the beloved Bob Barker, we got word that he passed away. Best theme show song in all of TV game shows. Anyway, Bob Barker, just a few months shy of the Showcase Showdown of 100. He just came up $1 short. 99 years old, and he passed away. Lived a long, long life, and was so beloved as the host of The Price is Right. By the way, do you guys remember Happy Gilmore, that great scene where Bob Barker and Adam Sandler's characters get into the fist fight? That was pretty brilliant. Bob Barker has passed away. Is it the same with what's his head? Who is the I forget the name of the new guy. And he's really Drew Carey. He's really not the new guy. I guess he's been hosting for a long time now. But Drew Carey is not Bob Barker. I'm just saying, he's not. Anyway, Bob Barker, 99 years old. You know what? I want to give something away, guys. So here's the question. All right? This is the question. Who was the announcer? Who was Bob Barker's favorite announcer on The Price is Right? Oh, this is a great trivia question. So who was Bob Barker's beloved announcer? The guy who said, come on down. Who was that? If you know, give us a call at 844-747-8868. We've got a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a draw. That's what you're going to get. By the way, it is not Rod Roddy, okay? That's not who I'm thinking about. There was somebody before Rod Roddy. He was like the game show announcer of game show announcers. So give us a call if you know the answer. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America.
Tras un día de lucharla, te mereces una recompensa. Una Modelo, la marca de los luchadores. Así que sírvete esta dorada y refrescante lager. Porque tú sabes que cuanto más grande sea la lucha, mejor sabrá la recompensa. Pusiste las horas, el esfuerzo, el trabajo duro. Tú eres un luchador y esta cerveza es para ti. Modelo, la marca de los luchadores. Todo con medida, importada por Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. Let's go right to the phones. Audrey in Cleveland, Georgia, listening to us today. Audrey, hope you're doing well.
I am, thank you. I hope you are. I'm excited I got through.
Yes, well, it seems like the entire country knows the answer to this question, which I was kind of surprised by. But Audrey, we want to set the question back up. Of course, Bob Barker passing away yesterday. We want to know who was the original announcer, the guy who coined the phrase "come on down." Who was that, Audrey?
Was it Johnny?
Johnny, do you remember? Do you know his last name?
No, I don't. I just always remember him saying, "Who you got for us, Johnny?" or something like that.
All right, you know what, Audrey? Let's go to the tape here. I think we might be able to squeeze out a victory.
Come on down.
Yeah, Audrey, come on down, because you're a winner. We'll take Johnny or Johnny Olson, as the case may be. Yeah, Johnny Olson.
Thank the Lord, I got it.
Wow, absolutely. Hallelujah. So, look, Audrey, we're going to send you a copy of my brand new book. It's Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Congratulations, Audrey. You are a winner from Cleveland, Georgia. We just need a showcase showdown, Dieter. That's what we need. Maybe like a big wheel or something. So, all right.
Listen to y'all every day. I'm a mail carrier. So the whole 3 hours I get to hear you, you're on my radio.
Well, you are.
And I appreciate you.
Well, Audrey, thank you for that. And you're very kind. And we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get all your information. And congratulations. Hope you enjoy the book and stay safe out there on the roads. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I know Tony Perkins, president of Family Research Council, knew that.
Well, I don't know, Todd. I don't know if I knew the answer to that. I remember the show, but I don't think I was a frequent watcher.
Well, whenever we got sick, you know, Mom would put us down in front of the TV. We stayed home from school, and before her, before the soap operas came on, that was it. So, you know, we love Plinko and all that kind of stuff. It was back in the day.
Oh well, I do remember. Let's Make a Deal.
Oh,
remember that
Monty Hall. Monty Hall.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's it. There you go, Tony. By the way, before we jump into this, congratulations. You've had a big anniversary over at Family Research Council, and I saw some notes on social media, people congratulating you, but you've been there for a long time now.
Yeah, Friday made 20 years. I thought it was just going to be a couple years in between elected offices, and the Lord had me there for 20 years, and it's been a thrill. I've been excited for the opportunities we've had. Obviously, a lot of challenges, as you know, Todd, facing our nation. But, you know, just listening to your previous caller there in Cleveland, Georgia, great place to be. You know, there are folks like that all across this country that just want to have a voice in government. And that's one of the things we've been able to do at the Family Research Council is give them a voice in helping shape policies that reflect those values that have made America great.
You know, Tony, it does seem like, and especially over the past decade or so, we have seen the attack on the family just ramp up to just unimaginable positions now. And you guys have been front and center, standing up and fighting for the family and really equipping people with knowledge and information they need so that they can make, you know, informed decisions.
Right, that's our mission. We've been there for, the Family Research Council has been in Washington for 40 years. And what we do is we seek to advance the kingdom of God by championing faith, family, and freedom in public policy and the culture from a biblical worldview. And so we obviously we can't do that by ourselves. We take our part on the wall, but we're working with pastors to help them better understand the issues of the day so that they can preach on them. We're working with families and parents all across this country to take more informed positions when it comes to public education and what's happening on our school boards. We're glad we've been able to train about 3,500 people that have, many of them have run successfully for school boards in the last couple of years. And so wherever the values that made this nation great are under assault, that's where we're going to be.
So coming up in, what, just a couple of weeks now, it's a massive event at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington. It's called the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit. And this is going to be a gathering of people from all over the nation. What's the point of this, Tony, and what do you hope people attending will take away from it?
Well, Todd, as you know, you've been to our events before, and we've kind of rebranded it a little bit. It used to be the Value Voter Summit. But those three action items that you just mentioned, which is the title, Pray, Vote, Stand. We believe that we've got to be praying for our nation and focusing on the spiritual foundation. But we've got to vote those values, and we need to know the candidates. We need to know where they stand on the issues. And then, ultimately, we've got to be committed in really in league with one another, knowing that we're not alone, standing for that truth wherever it is under attack. And so coming up September the 15th through the 17th, as you mentioned, at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C., we'll be having our Pray, Vote, Stand Summit. We'll be hearing from a number of the Republican presidential hopefuls, along with a number of the congressional leaders, conservative leaders, leaders in the church. We're going to have a number of pastors that are going to be there, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Pastor Gary Hamrick. We're going to hear from Jonathan Kahn's going to be there. So it's going to be a great, great lineup. But it's not just to sit there and listen. This is to be equipped to go home and make a difference in your community. We've got to be in this together. We all have a part to play.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that really makes Pray, Vote, Stand Summit stand out from the other conferences is that there are these hands-on workshops and breakouts where people can go and they can learn and they can equip themselves where they can stand and vote and pray in their communities, which is important. And folks, by the way, FRC.org, that's FRC.org, and you can click on the banner for the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit. You guys are expecting a pretty good crowd from what I understand.
We are. I think, you know, post-COVID, we've been doing these things virtually, and we've actually been doing them in churches across the country outside the District of Columbia because Washington is a crazy city, and they were the last to realize that the overkill with COVID was not working. So we are. We're coming back to Washington, D.C. for the first time in, I think, about 3 years, and so we are expecting a great crowd, but there's still room, Todd. This is my commitment. To those listening to the Todd Starn Show, they are true Americans, and so I will save them a seat, but they've got to register quickly. You can go to FRC.org or PrayVoteStand.org and register today.
What do you want to hear from these candidates? You know, there was a debate a couple of weeks, was it last week? I heard nothing about, I heard not a single question about some of the most pressing culture war issues, including these attacks on women in America. Didn't hear any of that. So what do you want to hear from these candidates when they address those attending the summit?
Well, you know, it's a really good point, Todd, and this is why these types of events are important because, you know, Fox News, I know they're supposed to be the conservative news network, but they don't ask the tough questions. They won't go there. We will. You'll be able to hear where the candidates stand on these fundamental issues, whether or not they can determine what is a boy and what is a girl, and whether girls should be able to participate in sports that are girl sports without boys in the locker room. About the sanctity of human life, about religious freedom that's under attack in this country. So those are the things that we're going to be listening very closely to. Now, I would agree with you. I think last week's debate, it was less than exciting. And so I'm looking forward to what the candidates are going to have to say to a very important constituency in this country, and that is people who vote based upon their biblical values. And so we're going to be watching very closely.
All right. Well, we're going to do our part here, folks. This is the important conference you need to attend, the Pray Vote Stand Summit. You can go to frc.org and sign up, register. It's very inexpensive, folks. So take advantage of this. You're going to have a front row view of the candidates and also some of the big newsmakers and leaders in the movement. So this is why you need to get out there and take part at frc.org. All right, Tony, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, sir. What's coming up on your big show? You do a nationally syndicated program this afternoon. Who do you have coming up?
Well, actually, Jody Heiss filling in for me today. I'm out on the left coast. I'm out in California. We've got some events going on out here this week. And so I got former Congressman Jody Heiss of the state of Georgia filling in for me today. I know one of his guests is going to be the Attorney General of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, calling for a day of prayer in the state of Louisiana because of the drought there. More leaders should be turning to prayer for these critical needs. So I'm looking forward to that interview that he has this afternoon.
Well said. Jody Heiss, good people, so we like him. All right, Tony, be safe out there on the left coast.
I will, Todd. Always great to talk with you, my friend.
All right, Tony Perkins, everybody, president of the Family Research Council, great American patriot, and that is a terrific conference. I think I've spoken there at least 10 times, and just love folks, great folks. That's where we ended up hiring Ben Dieter from the at the old Values Voters Summit, so back in the day. All right, look, we've got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Want to give you an update on the situation out at UNC Chapel Hill. This is the breaking news. We told you that there had been some sort of an active shooter situation, and we understand now that several people have in fact been shot. We're hearing maybe as many as three people, possibly more, have been shot in the sciences area of the university. The UNC Chapel Hill official Twitter feed put out a statement: emergency, armed, dangerous person on or near campus, go inside now, avoid windows. And there are videos being posted on social media of students actually in these classrooms, doors locked, lights turned out. So that's all we can tell you right now. This is the latest information that we have. And if you have a child or maybe you know someone on the campus, give us a call. Let us know what they are hearing, and we'll certainly pass that along. 844-747-8868. Again, the breaking news, shots fired, at as many as three people possibly injured. The police are looking for an Asian male driving a silver Nissan sedan with a license plate TJN-4072. That information coming off of scanner traffic. So there you go. The Caudill Lab, C-A-U-D-I-L-L Labs, is apparently where all of this happened. All right, let's go to the phones here. The Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark, is it really America's friendliest hometown?
It is when we're not getting these crazy storms like we got coming.
Wow, that's right. The big is it a hurricane now, or is it still a tropical storm?
Yeah, it's gone into a hurricane. DeSantis has been really good on getting warnings out to everybody.
Yeah,
but,
you know,
it's a two. It did go to a three, but it looked like it may have dropped down to a two. But we don't know. It's still unpredictable.
Well, you know how it goes. But the problem is, in that area, that part of the Gulf of Mexico, those waters are mighty warm. And if that's the case, it's just like pouring gasoline on a fire.
Yeah, we're on the west side of it, so we got to be careful because we're in the direct eye of it.
So wow.
One of those things, you just bunker down and hope for the best. But, you know, Todd, now this administration is going to limit you to 2 beers a week. How are they going to enforce that? Send a booze control to your house? Good luck with that. And God knows Pelosi would have a nervous breakdown. They took the alcohol away from her. And we need alcohol to numb our minds from this administration's incompetence. And lastly, they want to limit your alcohol, but they're making it easier to get cannabis and mushrooms. We know why they want the drugs.
Or, well,
it goes to the top, that money.
Mark, or if you want to shoot up, they're going to give you the needles. They will. But by golly, whatever you do, don't drink a beer.
Yeah. Well, we need our beer because we have to numb ourselves from this. Their incompetence is what we have to have it. How are they going to enforce that? You know, the only thing I can see happening is they're put bars out of business.
Well, that's what they're trying to do in Memphis. They want to shut down Beale Street at midnight because they think that's going to stop the violence. But, Mark, the problem is the people causing the violence are not in the bars. These people are out in the streets. So, yeah, go ahead and punish the bars, just like they want to take away guns from the law-abiding citizens.
Yep.
But, Mark, I'll tell you how they're going to do it. And they did this, if you remember, back during the pandemic, the police departments would send up drones. And they were actually taking photographs and doing video of people having birthday parties in their backyards.
You can't test these people.
You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, that's like putting chips in your body. Pretty soon they're going to know everything about you, man. This is crazy. This whole administration is just a complete joke, man.
That's it.
I just can't wait till we get this changed. I hope Trump does maybe a little debating, but I still think he's going to do fine. I mean, if his numbers start to dip too much, he's going to have to get out there. But there's really nobody to give him a challenge on the Republican side of it.
Mark, you're right. You're right. All right, you be safe and let us know. Thank you. I'm looking at the information. 65-mile-an-hour wind, so it's still a tropical storm. But that sucker is supposed to hit you guys as a major storm, possibly Category 3, and it looks like around 7 o'clock Wednesday morning it's going to be knocking on your door.
I'll keep you up to date. When it's taking my house up or something, I'll give you a call. I'll let you hear it.
Give us a call. You just stick the phone up and let us.
Yeah.
All right. No, be safe. You be safe, Mark.
I got my cell phone anyway.
I love it. All right. That's Mark in the Villages, hunkered down. I think she ought to be our national correspondent from the Villages. We should do that. Dieter, work out the paperwork. Can you get on that, if you don't mind? Thank you. All right. 844-747-8868 is our number. Coming up, we're going to be talking to our good buddy Jeff Stein out of Iowa over at radio station KXEL. They had a big, big cookout featuring a lot of the candidates and looking forward to hearing from Jeff and getting his observations. I will say this about DeSantis, and this is where President Trump and his team really need to pay close attention. I believe that DeSantis is going to be getting some great press over the next couple of days because he does do a fine job of handling these emergency crises. And you watch and see what's going to happen. DeSantis's numbers are going to go up. You've got the horrible shooting and his handling of that, which he's done a terrific job. Then you've got the hurricane coming in. This is, quite frankly, the perfect storm. So the Team Trump needs to think through this. And if those numbers start to wiggle or waver, they may want to reconsider this no debates policy. We're going to be talking to the president on Thursday. He's going to be a guest on the program, and we'll talk to him about it. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Always looking forward to the president when he drops by. All right, folks, just a reminder, we have so many new listeners. We're going to be launching the show very soon in Amarillo, Texas, and we want to welcome all of our national listeners. You may not have known about our podcast, but you got to go to our website, download all 3 hours of the program, commercial free. You're going to love it, and it will not cost you a penny. And also, you can sign up for our newsletter. You can do that at toddstearns.com as well. None of these things cost you any money, but we do have a store, and if you'd like to check that out, we would love for you to go over there and get some of our books, ball caps, T-shirts, you name it. So we've got a pretty nice selection. All right, folks, hang tight. Hour 3 coming up. We'll keep you updated on that active shooter over at UNC Chapel Hill and that big tropical storm about to become a hurricane out in the Gulf of Mexico. All right, this is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, hello everybody. This is the Todd Stearns radio program, and we are in breaking news mode today following this story out of UNC Chapel Hill, that's in North Carolina, where a gunman opened fire on campus. Now, the information is still a little spotty, but what we can tell you is police looking for an Asian male who was driving a silver Nissan sedan. There's a license plate, TJN-4072. We understand that the shooting took place in a sciences building, the Caudill Labs, and there may be two, possibly three, or more victims here. We have no word on their conditions. Law enforcement, they're not giving us much. Neither is the university. So, but there is a massive, massive police presence there at UNC Chapel Hill. And we will keep you updated. The entire school campus is on lockdown. Students in their classrooms, lights off, doors locked. So if you are there, or if you have a loved one there, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. Our number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, this is what we do. Noon to 3, we're live. And when breaking news happens, we're always happy to toss out what we had planned and to cover the breaking news. So that's just sort of what we do here, and we've been doing it for a number of years. That being said, we're not going to toss out our next guest, the great king of talk radio in Iowa, Jeff Stein, because that would just be downright rude.
Well, Mr. Stearns, I have people have been rude to me my entire life, and I am very well used to it, and especially in light of a breaking news situation. By the way, I see that all of the K-12 schools in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro area are locked down. Building doors are closed, and so they are taking every action to make sure that this situation does not escalate.
Jeff, again, as we're following that breaking news, you had some breaking news of your own. I'm following the Vivek Ramaswamy's Twitter feed, and yesterday, who do I see? I see Jeff Stein wandering around taking Q&As at the KXEL caucus cookout, and the big logo, the KXEL logo. I mean, it'll look great.
Well, you're very kind. You taught me well. Grasshopper learned well at the feet of the master.
What you do is when
your radio station sponsors an event and national news, print and broadcast may want to cover it, you make sure there's no way they can miss having your radio station logo prominently portrayed. And yes, we had about 250 people. Great KXEL listeners, great Todd Stearns fans, join us for our annual listener appreciation event. We had some fine grilled and smoked pork loins and some Iowa beef and all the picnic foods you need. And for entertainment, we had representatives of half of the presidential campaigns, including three candidates and a future first lady right there to interact with Iowans have their questions answered, the true spirit of the caucus process.
I'm curious to know who was the most popular, the most well-received at the cookout?
Well, I think it was a tie between Vivek Ramaswamy and Larry Elder. And part of it, Todd, is because of the fire and brimstone, in essence, that each brings to the stage. What I found interesting was, and I'm overhearing people talking during breaks, they were very impressed with everyone, even some of the surrogates, because each of these individuals has something to say. And whether it is something the RNC wants people to hear is a whole different question. But Larry Elder commands a room like few others. Vivek Ramaswamy came in and hit the high points from his stump speeches. Now, he's getting a lot of look these days, and I heard on your daily midday commentary across the country today, some of the things he's saying now may not quite square with some of the things he said before, but he's getting attention, and he is saying the things that a certain candidate 8 years ago was saying in terms of taking back the country and moving things forward, and I think that is really responding to people, certainly here in this part of the country.
Yeah, look, he's got to get it together. He's not a professional politician. This is his first go at anything, and he's a young guy, 38 years old.
Yeah.
So he's going to make a lot of mistakes out there, no doubt about it. I'm curious, what about Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis? Did they show up?
DeSantis was already campaigning in northwest Iowa, which is an area he had not been to very often, and so they sent a state senator to speak on his behalf. The Haley campaign was supposed to send a surrogate and cancel day of, but in their defense, if you will, I've already heard from them this morning about having the ambassador join us at our next public event, which is at the National Cattle Congress next month. So they're all trying to work the schedule as close as they can.
So Ben Dieter is already raising his hand wanting to know if he can attend the National Cattle Congress. He's on a carnivore diet, Jeff Stein.
Well, there is something we do there, Todd, and it is called the KXEL Celebrity Cow Milking Contest.
Ooh.
And for individuals who are well-versed in this field, as in the normal attendees, they very much enjoy folks who think milk comes out of a carton at the Piggly Wiggly. And so we enjoy seeing those folks settle on a stool next to a cow. So we can talk about how Ben can earn his trip on the Starnes Media Group payroll and the travel expense account.
Listen, Jeff, that would be the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. Ever since I maybe 7 years old, I've wanted to milk a cow. Get down there by the udders, do the whole thing, and maybe even make some cheese out of it. Do you make cheese for milk? I don't know, but I'm coming.
Oh,
Todd, send me to Iowa.
Oh, my word.
The question of the day, do you make cheese from milk? And we're just going to lay it there. No, any of you folks are welcome anytime. And we're hoping to have some. One of the things that's really good about the things that we do, and we sort of have a soapbox at the Cattle Congress every year for candidates, whether they're at the state or federal level or the presidential candidates, where I do a quick Q&A with them, but the better questions come from the audience. And this is true whether you're talking about South Carolina, New Hampshire, my home state of Iowa. These politicians come in, and you know this, Todd, from your coverage of things in the past, they come into some of these remote areas and figure, you know, they're the big shots from out of town and they're just going to clean up. And they, instead of cleaning up, they get their clocks cleaned by the local individuals who know these topics and ask very pointed questions. And, you know, when you've got people who raise their hand when Vivek Ramaswamy is speaking and say, all right, what you're suggesting with regard to fiscal solvency hasn't been done since Andrew Jackson, so tell me specifically how you intend to do it. Well, that's a pretty deep question. Or when you have a 10-year-old girl ask him, unprompted, no notes, what do you suggest I do if teachers start imposing the agenda that the left has on us in school? 10 years old and they're that savvy.
Wow.
I mean, these people earn it every single day.
Jeff Stein on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, host of the great KXEL, the blowtorch of the Midwest. What are you guys, 50,000 watts?
50,000-watt clear channel, which means we go from Washington State to Washington, D.C. during the nighttime and overnight hours.
Wow.
And cover the state of Iowa during the day.
By the way, another Dieter episode. He was doing a two-way segment with a radio station down in Alabama. And they were asking Dieter when he was up covering the debate in Milwaukee. They said, well, you know, have you ever been to this part of the country before? And Dieter says, no, I haven't. It's very strange. He says, they said, well, give us an example. He says, well, they call soda pop. Who calls soda pop? And then the Alabama people said, well, who calls Coke soda? What's we just had like a cultural free-for-all there. So
when Mr. Dieter was kind enough to join me on the program last week from his reporting in Milwaukee, and I had mentioned on the air the menu that we had on Saturday. He didn't want to talk about the debate anymore. He wanted to know when he could bring his plate and his fork, and I don't blame him because I'm going to be eating on that all week, and I'm going to be very happy about it, I have to tell you.
You guys throw one big hootenanny there, so.
And the number of people who asked about Todd Starnes, you know, it almost surpassed Larry Elder, and he was standing right there. I just want you to know, a lot of good Todd Starnes fans in Iowa, and they said, when are you going to have Todd come up? And I said, well, when you promise to show up, we'll have Todd come up.
Oh, we got to do that. So let me know when this cattle Congress is. That's a Congress I wouldn't mind going to.
Well, the thing that's great is it's not just cattle. All right. I mean, this is an agricultural exposition. Sheep. You've got horses. You've got crafts. I mean, it is it's been around for 120 years.
Wow.
And it is something that our radio station has been a part of ever since we went on the air 81 years ago. I was not here then, contrary to popular belief. I just looked like it most days, but I was not here in 1942.
Jeff, real quick here, bottom line, is Iowa Trump country?
Iowa still is very much Trump country. However, people like to shop. Because, and this is why Saturday's event that we hosted, I think, was such a success, because you had a lot of good Trump supporters there, but they're willing to listen because they know not one person has all the good ideas. And they figure this is our opportunity to help the nation out, do our public service of asking tough questions, vetting these people, perhaps culling the field, and doing it in an intelligent manner. So I still think it is Trump territory, despite some of the ruling elites who might not want to deal with him anymore because he doesn't kowtow to their requests. I still think it is Trump country. I do think his team needs to amp up its game in Iowa and be a little more responsive about interview requests and appearances. But I also understand he is the incumbent. And he has a lot of, there are a lot of perks that come with that. You don't have to do every pizza ranch and state fair appearance.
Oh, I hear pizza ranch is really good, actually.
I go there for the chicken. The all-you-can-eat roasted chicken buffet? Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, Jeff, we're going to leave it there. Wow. I think my cholesterol has gone up during this interview.
You're sounding a little clogged. Somebody get him a smoothie? Could we get Todd a fruit smoothie?
All right, Jeff Stein, ladies and gentlemen, the king of Iowa talk radio, KXEL, our great affiliate. Jeff, appreciate you.
Always, Todd. Thanks so much.
All right, man, that was a great event too. We got to go to the Cattle Congress. We'll get Grace Baker. She lives over in Chicago. She can drive over. I think Iowa is somewhere in that neck of the woods.
But why can't we make Tennessee primaries a big thing? I understand how the system works. It's Iowa, the New Hampshire. But maybe it drags on that Tennessee could be relevant.
Could be.
In that case, we throw a pig spit? What do they do around?
We're not spitting pigs here. We'll have a barbecue. We'll have a barbecue.
We'll show them up.
Ribs. We'll do a rib-eating contest. I guarantee you President Trump can throw down.
Mm-hmm.
Not too sure about some of those others, but we'll see.
Mike Pence not putting much money there.
No. I bet Nikki Haley, she's from South Carolina, so she knows her way around pulled pork.
That's
so
right.
I'm just saying. All right, hang tight, folks. We're going to go to the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Look, I think when you have situations like this, you've got to put the interests of the people first. I mean, you know, there's time and a place to have political season, but then there's a time and a place to say that this is something that's life-threatening. This is something that could potentially cost somebody their life. It could cost them their livelihood. And we have responsibility as Americans to come together and do what we can to mitigate any damage and to protect people. So that's what I've done on all these different issues, and that's what I'll continue to do. When you have these situations, you got to step up.
All right, that is Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, announcing that he is just temporarily suspending his campaign so that he can deal with this crisis, the hurricane. That is expected to hit the state later this week. So there you go. We'll keep you updated on that development. By the way, local reporting out of North Carolina now telling us that it appears the suspect has been arrested, the gunman. We understand two, possibly three people shot there on the campus. So that's the latest information we've got from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's start with Pete in Iowa. Hi, Pete. What's on your mind today?
Hey, great day here. Just listen to Jeff Stein. I'm in Iowa. I'm about 40 miles away from Jeff. So it was a good day to listen to both of you.
Well, thank you.
My comment is, I think it's Dieter asked about butter. And yes, you start with milk, and then you separate some of the liquid, and then you get the cheese that you have to, you know, keep taking the liquid out. And on top of that, you also get butter from milk.
I didn't want to go too deep into that with Dieter and blow his mind, but yes, that is correct, Pete. You know your stuff. You know your way around an udder.
And also, yeah. When I was a kid, my grandparents had dairy cattle, and you have a stainless steel bucket, and this is old school, and then you have a little wooden tea stool, and so you would take the stainless steel bucket in the hand, and then the tea stool, and you'd put under and set on it, and then you'd milk the cow, and then you'd grab the tea stool and the bucket of milk, and then after you got all the milk, then you actually had a storage vat, and then a truck from the dairy would collect the milk, and then it would take to the dairy to process.
Wow.
And the state fair that you just missed, Jeff knows Duffy Lyon. She was a farmer near him about 60 miles west, and for years, at the state fair, the Iowa State Fair, which you just missed, they have a butter cow. It's like 500-600 pounds of butter, and they do a wood and a chicken wire framework, and then they
oh, I've seen the butter cow. Yeah, no, I've Pete, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a monstrosity. It's like, geez, hello. I kind of felt sorry for the cow who had to provide all of the butter for that sucker. I mean, that's a lot of milk, my friend. A lot of churning going on there. Pete, we got to run. We're heading up for a break, but great to hear from you. And thank you for we just got a tutorial, Ben Dieter, on how to make cheese and butter.
I know. After this show today, Todd, you know what we're doing.
Churning? We're churning. By the way, I don't want to shock you, but you know they make ice cream out of milk, too. Did you know that? So I don't know. I know you went to a Christian school, so.
My mouth was on the ground for all of Pete's tutorial. Thank you. Learned something I didn't know before.
Thank you, Pete. He could be like Professor Pete. Utter 101. There you go. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. We're going to the phones. 844-747-8868. No more cheese callers, though. I think we've got our bearings now. We'll be right back, America. All right. right, welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Well, look, Newsmax conducting an urgent national poll, and we'd like to know if you believe that President Trump is the victim of a political witch hunt. America needs to know your opinion. We want to know. And we also want to know if you're still voting for Donald Trump. So if you want to take part in the Newsmax poll, which you do, all you have to do is text the word SKIP to 39747. That number again, SKIP to 39747. It takes literally 60 seconds just to let your voice be heard. So text SKIP to 39747. You say, Tom, what are you guys going to do with the info? Well, we're going to share the results of it with Congress. We're going to share it with the media. We're going to share it on Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. By the way, you can find Newsmax on all major cable systems. And if your system does not have Newsmax, just call and say, I want Newsmax. And vote now. Text SKIP to 39747. By the way, Friday, I will be filling in for Chris Salcedo, doing it from Memphis. So we've got a great new studio, TV studio here. So we'll not have to travel to New York City. And I am very happy about that. All right, let's go to the phones here. Tom in Mount Airy, Georgia, joins us. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Love your show. Listen every day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I got a few points, and then I'm going to get off the line because I hate people taking up your time. First one is absolutely voting for Trump, no matter what. People are maybe getting some doubts by you bringing up all the other garbage that's on in the news today. Secondly, the district attorneys. If you compare it to Florida's and Georgia's here, Kemp versus DeSantis, when it comes to DAs and getting rid of them for being unlawful, where's Kemp when we need him to do the same thing here in Georgia? The third one is no more vaccinations, or I've never taken them, but that's it. And then no money for Republicans until they impeach that meathead.
Oh, so that's it, Tom. You've said that's it. No more money for you. Impeach the president. And if you don't, you're not getting a penny.
Exactly.
Wow.
I'll donate to Trump, but
good for you. And Tom, I'm telling you, I think a lot of folks around the country feel just like you do. What is the holdup here? And they believe that if they impeach Biden or they try to go after Merrick Garland or Alejandro Mayorkas, and by the way, Mayorkas has yet to be impeached, and he's allowed tens of millions of illegals to invade our country. Nobody's paid a price for that, Tom.
Well, we're 2 million now.
Unbelievable. But anyway, I completely agree with you, Tom. And I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for that. 844-747-8868 is our number. So look, a couple of weird stories in the news. This is from Michigan, Ferris State University. They're going to allow students to live with pets on campus. Is this a good idea? Dieter, I know that you've been 3 years out now, 2 years out from graduation?
Yes, 2021.
So according to CNN, students at Ferris State University, not Ferret, but Ferris, they won't have to leave their furry friends behind. They are, apparently, the kids at Ferris State are dealing with anxiety and homesickness. Did a lot of you kids have that problem at your school?
I'm sensing a hint of judgment, Todd.
I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
We need to walk this back very carefully.
Were you homesick?
I was anxious. I had stress about college. Making friends in college was not easy. If I had a dog, if I had a pet, I wouldn't have been as lonely as I was. So, you know, I kind of support this.
Do you have like a pet goat or dog or cat?
I had a hamster. The hamster died. And doesn't everybody's hamsters die?
What was the name of the hamster?
Clifford. Do you want to know how it died? I'll share this real quick.
How did it die?
I colored it with a red Sharpie because I was so enamored with Clifford that I used a Sharpie on the rodent's back. It killed it.
So you're a murderer.
One could say.
Wow. That is a shocking story. So, Dylan, but, if you ever see Dieter coming at me with a Sharpie, give me a heads up.
I think the difference here is we know that there are animals on campus.
My God, you killed your hamster.
I'm sorry. I did.
It was a terrible story.
It was Clifford. I like Clifford a little bit too much.
Now this is going to be a Media Matters now.
I know.
Good Lord.
So let me get this right. Help me out with this story. This goes beyond the service animals, because now kids can walk around with dogs, but they have to have the little vest on that says this is an emotional support dog. It's beyond that.
Right. So the school is allowing a Kramer Hall. The second floor will be a pet sanctuary. So they're allowing up to 30 dogs, cats, and other pets because it's a carpet-free environment. And they've apparently removed the carpet, and now it's got a luxury vinyl tile. And they say cleanup is going to be very easy. You see, it's not the pets I'm concerned about. It's the humans. I mean, these are some pretty nasty kids.
Well,
you know?
30. All right. College dorms, specifically if they're men's dorms, already smell terrible. Throwing 30 dogs and cats. Can you imagine how bad that upper floor of that dorm is going to smell?
So they're saying it should be a typical, they're not limiting pets, and this is my concern. Because normally you would think a cat or a dog, but what happens if somebody shows up with a python or a lizard or a bunny rabbit? And you know, there's a lot of procreating that goes on in those dorms. I'm just saying.
Oh, Todd. The mind. I can't go there on a Monday. Did you have pets? I mean, like, would you have done college? Todd, which is hard to conceptualize.
No, I had Cuddles the cat, but Cuddles had an unfortunate ending. Cuddles was very affectionate and would love just to kind of rub up on people. And my parents had chickens, and Cuddles was, you know, occasionally in the chicken coop with the chickens. I don't know what was going on there. But anyway, one day, apparently, Cuddles decided to kind of get friendly with a snake. And the snake bit Cuddles right in the middle. It's a big old furry cat bit him right between the eyeballs. Oh. And so Cuddles, we thought he was going to die because his head sort of like just exploded to the size of a cantaloupe. And it was hard for Cuddles to stand upright because his head was so big. It's terrible. What are you laughing for?
It's a terrible story.
It's horrible.
This is making the death of my hamster named Clifford seem mild.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't kill Cuddles. So anyway, the swelling went down, and we thought poor Cuddles was going to die. But Cuddles survived, but apparently had brain damage because it would walk towards the door, right? And if the door was closed, Cuddles would just walk right into the door and keep on walking. Like, so you had to like physically, you had to like manually move him. It was really tragic.
Wow.
So that's a sad story.
So Cuddles wasn't going to your school. I get
no,
it.
No. So anyway, I'm just, are kids today so screwed up that they cannot like survive on their own? They've got to bring a little pet with them to go to college, because normally your parents have that suck it up buttercup speech before you go off to school.
No. You know where this all started?
Oh.
2016, November, Trump loses the election. I mean, Trump wins the election. Hillary loses. What, next morning, they called in every animal shelter in America to unleash their dogs on campuses.
Safe spaces,
golden retrievers, golden, all of these labs. This is where it started.
Paul Shanklin says, at least the floors would be kept clean with a dog licking up anything. That's a good point, actually. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate your contribution today. Can we play this audio? So I'm curious. You think this is a good idea, folks, to unleash the pets on the dorms? 844-747-8868. Now, we're going to play some audio here. This is a mother. She has a teenage son, and she does not want her teenage son working a job. Now, I just want to say something about America. The reason we're the greatest country on the face of the earth is that we're not lazy-ass people like the French or the Italians. And I got nothing against the French or the Italians. They make delicious food, and the French are good lovers. But I will say this, they're just lazy. They take naps all the time. The dinners last 1 hour. Nobody works. That's why during World War II, they called on us to pull their fat out of the fire. So we have, golly, I'm sorry, I should have been that harsh on the French or the Italians. But I'm just saying Europeans in general are a lazy people. I'm in trouble. But I'm saying that what separates us from everybody else is we put in a hard day's work, right? We don't take any naps in the middle of the day. When we want to eat, we go and we eat, and then we get up and do our business. It's like 20 minutes, right? So you don't need 5 hours to eat a 15-course meal. I'm just saying. So, unfortunately, during the China virus pandemic, something happened in our country. Our psyche is, we're off kilter right now. And people just did not want to go back to work, right? The government, we were paying people to sit there lazy boy. And now it's so bad that you've got an entire population of fat people who think they are like a special class of folks. No, you're just fat. Lose some weight. So anyway, this woman is out there saying, I just don't want my precious little boy to have to work. Take a listen.
I have a 15-year-old son, and he's at that age where, like, everyone's getting jobs. And I was like, I don't want you to get a job. And he was like, oh, my friends are getting jobs. I want to get a job. I was like, watch your friends' lives. Like, watch. See what happens. If you want to get work experience.
All right. Did we dump that? All right. So anyway, it goes on and on. So anyway, so here's the deal. She doesn't want her son to get a job. She's a foul-mouthed mother, too. Shame on you, ma'am. And we apologize. But I'm just curious. What about your kid? Do you require your kid to go out and get a job? And if so, at what age, right? What age does your child need to get a job? Now, for some people, it's just, you know, I don't know, picking up around the house or taking out the garbage, cleaning up your, but it seems to me that if you are a parent, that making your child keep a tidy room should be just part of life. They shouldn't get like $5 or $10 for making up their bed. But I am curious if you've told your teenage son or daughter, son, daughter, you got to get a job. If you want a car, you're going to have to pay for the insurance. You're going to have to pay for the gas. That's on you. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. So I'm curious here if you believe that kids need to be working. We're going to take your calls right after this. All right, let's go to the phones here. North Carolina, Old G, and the G stands for geezer. Hey, Old G, what's going on?
Well, good afternoon, sir. 85 years old, started working on fishing boats at 7 years old the day after VJ in 1945, and have never looked back, still on the ocean, but this time with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Loving every minute of it.
At 85 years old?
Yes, sir. I'm a volunteer. Wow. I just came from the Coast Guard station.
Good for you. Good for you. So what do you think about this? What do you think about this,
well,
mom?
She's got to get a life. She's absolutely old crackers. Someone said that stuff about the devil's lettuce. Well, maybe that's what it is.
Smoking the devil's lettuce. Yes, sir. That and the rap music.
Yeah, well, that could be also. But no, I just enjoyed. I was introduced to the ocean at 4 years old when my mom and dad took me in the ocean. And next door neighbor said, I need someone to go to work on the boat for me, but you have to pass a qualification test. I said, what's that? Stand on the bow of my boat, put a line around your waist, and jump in the water, and you have to have a bowline tied around your waist before your chin gets wet. I succeeded, and I've been playing on boats ever since.
Wow. I just worked at Popeye's Fried Chicken and Biscuits. I think I like your gig a lot better.
Well, no, it's been fun. It's kind of like being a first responder. I was never able to get into the military because of multiple circumstances, but I figured, hey, the Coast Guard needs assistance. That's what I'm doing.
Old G, good for you. I want you to give us a call back one of these days. Not sure what happened to the line there, but I like that. By the way, that guy's older than Joe Biden. Just keep that in mind. Wow. Let's go to Larry in Gainesville, Georgia. All right, Larry, what do you think? Should kids get a job?
Absolutely. Not only kids, but all adults. We need to learn to become self-sufficient, be an asset to the community, and not a liability to mind your tax dollars. Don't you think so?
Oh, you're preaching to the choir, Larry. I completely agree with that. And I love work. You know, I love every day getting up, coming in, and putting in a hard day's work. And, you know, I've had to do some really hard jobs over the years. And so I'm blessed.
I mean, but let me have some fun with you right quick about this cows and buttermilk. You know, I know there's got to be a God. I know that because it's amazing how that he made a black cow that eats green grass and gives white milk and yellow butter.
All the colors of the rainbow, right? They're coming out the backside of the cow.
Yeah. All right, my friend. We appreciate you.
All right, Larry. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, Dieter, I was recording a Fox Christmas special at Bellevue Baptist Church, and they have live animals on the stage. And one of the animals had an accident during the manger scene, so they had to stop and clean it up. And I made a comment about you know that the cow made a little mess, and somebody actually shouted out, "That's not a cow, Starnes. That's a goat." And I was getting heckled. People were laughing at me. And that was a church.
They were calling out the Yankee. You had been away from home for too long.
It's, you know, clearly I had been.
Oh, man.
I did see a guy on the subway once. It was the G train, and he was making out with a live chicken.
You're kidding.
No. It was lips to beak. So
there's got to be a law against that.
There ought to be, but clearly the guy was into chicks, so I don't know. And it's funny because when you're in New York City, you just mind your business. You don't ask any questions. You just mind your business.
Keep your head down.
Maybe that's actually some good advice for the country. You're right. We have to mind our business, ladies and gentlemen.
Mind your business and know your way around an udder.
That's you got to learn how to churn your own butter, as they say. It's great life advice.
Have you ever milked a cow, Todd?
That's a big negative. Yes. Okay. No, I have not. But you know, it's interesting. Carrie Lake was milking a cow at the Iowa State Fair, and she was trying to explain to a New York Times reporter about transgenderism by challenging the New York Times reporter to go and try to milk a bull. That would not end well for the bull or for the person. Jeez, Lou. All right. You got to love nature, folks. You got to love it. All right. It's been a weird day. I'm just flat out. It was a weird show. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. President Trump coming up on Thursday. Folks, get out there and you be good, America.